This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. It has been shown that cover crops, even those that are grazed, can greatly reduce weed pressure in the preceding summer crop. By blocking the sunlight from young weed seedlings, cover crops make a living mulch barrier that is effective for any annual weed. While the advantages of cover crops have been proven, there are still different philosophies about how to plant the soybeans or the corn into the cover crop. In general, there are two categories of planting into cover crop methods: spray the cover crop and then plant, or plant and then spray the cover crop. Although the length of time between the spraying and the planting can greatly differ, affects the outcomes of the crop growth. There can be some issues with planting into living or dead cover crops. One issue is that it's simply difficult to run a planter through an overgrown, lanky cover crop. Many farmers have found that is why planting green or planting into a living cover crop tends to work better. The cover crop is still holding itself together and not as tough, so it doesn't tend to get wrapped around the planter. Another issue is that tall cover crops can act as a mulch against the corn or soybeans, just as it does against the weeds. Rolling the cover crop can only help knock it down, but can also align the cover in the direction of the planter wheels, making planting easier as well. Penn State Extension suggests to roll the cover crop in the direction of the planting before planting if the cover crop is over 12 inches tall. Rolling mature cover crop, such as rye, when it has gotten to the reproductive stages, can be all that is needed to kill the cover crop, so no herbicides are needed. This is something that is commonplace for organic farming. Although the thought of it makes me a little nervous, a study from South Dakota and some of the northern states found that soybean seedlings can be rolled up to the V3 stage without any yield loss. In fact, some studies have shown that rolling young soybean seedlings can provide an early season stress that results in more pods and higher yields later on. Apparently, the young soybeans are springy enough that the roller won't damage them, and the cover crop can help protect the soybeans from breaking. An old issue with planting into green cover crops is the problem with diseases and insects. While there is some truth to no green break between the cover crop and planted crop, this is often adjusted for with monitoring. Cutworms and armyworms are likely to be the biggest concern. The adult moth will lay their eggs in the green cover crop, but when the larvae hatch, there is only corn or soybean crop to eat. One issue that really can't be fixed is the fields with cover crops have colder soils in the spring. Not an issue with soybeans, but it can be with corn. It is hard to watch the neighbors planting corn before you, but an even germination due to warm soils is more important than planting corn at the earliest point possible. Some other planting tips from those who have been experimenting with planting into cover crops. Make sure the planter has enough ballast to push down against the cover crop. This will be less of an issue with the newer hydraulic downpressure planters. Use aggressive wavy coulters and row cleaners to push the cover crop out of the way. And also, consider installing more aggressive metal closing wheels rather than the rubber tire ones that work better with tilled soil. The idea of planting into cover crops is one that has both been around for decades, but is also coming back into fashion with new ideas, processes, and benefits. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.